Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
There have been, I saw one column in Tampa saying that that the Buccaneers should move on from Jameis Winston. And that's an opinion that Don has too. And it's the whole risk reward thing. But Don gave a better example with the what was it, Don? The hot, crazy matrix?
Yes, that would be the crazy hot matrix.
Crazy hot matrix,
which
yeah.
It was years ago. It's the universal hot versus crazy matrix.
Okay.
It was done years ago, as in the less crazy, or I guess, okay, the more crazy a girl is, the hotter she has to be, right?
That's the, well, why don't we ask?
You have to even it out with, like hotter means she's allowed to be a little bit crazier, but crazier can't be less on the hot scale.
There's a video. This guy, Dana, in Franklin, just called in that he made the video. And how many, Mickey? 5.7 million views?
That's where it sits right now.
All right. We just watched it. Dana, thanks for calling in, man.
Hi,
appreciate
Dana.
You.
Hey, it's hundreds of millions of views. You just found one. You just found one of them. If you keep looking for it, you'll find.
Oh, there are different versions
million.
Of it?
Yeah.
No, it just got ripped off and reposted.
Oh, man.
When I Google myself, hundreds of millions of views are easy to, which just goes to show you how widely accepted this truth is.
So did you make tens of millions of dollars?
No, man. Okay, so the original one we posted in almost 4 years ago on my friend James Yeager's channel, and he got like 30 or 40 million views before YouTube pulled down his channel for unrelated reasons. And he got paid for that. And I've sold shirts and had a lot of fun doing stand up comedy at some pretty cool places. And, I've been out to Hollywood and there are people who are interested in developing a movie about it.
Totally should. So,
that's absolutely yes.
So what made you think to do
that's
this?
A dude.
Okay. So the origin of this is that I am a lawyer for 25 years. And I do criminal defense and I do domestic relations, so divorce and custody and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And I've also been married for 26 years. So been one time and he was having to hire me for like the third time to deal with some minor misdemeanor crime that he was alleged to have committed. And I looked at him and I said, do you understand why this keeps happening? And he said, man, I'm just unlucky. And I said, no, that's not it at all. You keep picking women who are a bad pick. And he was like, what do you mean? And I reminded him of the three different things that he'd been charged with. And then he was confused. So I just started sketching this thing. And before you know it, I had pretty much what you see in the video, although some parts of it have been added over time. But when I explained it to him that way, he was like, man, that makes perfect sense.
That's awesome.
So this was an aid to clients. It was a help for people in need, it sounds like.
Well, of course. And I also have sons who are 21 and 19, so I thought I'd better share with them what I've learned.
So what did your wife think about the hot
Yes, Mrs. Matrix, Matrix, what did she think about this?
Well, she didn't know that I had made the video until it was already going viral. And I had never showed her this little joke. So it was going viral, and I thought, I better let her know. So I showed her, and, you know, we live in Franklin, which is, a nice conservative kind of place, and I'm actually on city council here.
I live in Franklin. I love that.
This could apply to politicians as well, I would imagine.
Right. So she could see the natives coming with torches and pitchforks to run us out of town. So she was a little upset so while she's watching it, she's looking at me like, you are an idiot. And when it got to the end, she said to me, you are an idiot. And I said, well, okay. And then she clapped her hands and she said, but I'm a unicorn.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
So ever since then, I have called her the original unicorn.
I love it.
And she's had a good sense of humor and about it, and she's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
I basically brought this entire thing up because we're talking about Jameis Winston, and so I immediately thought of your Hot Crazy Matrix when looking at Jameis Winston as far as ability to perform on the field. Athletic ability is, you know, left side, and then right side where it's normally hot is like off the field incidents or whatever behavior off the field. So I immediately thought, what do you think?
Well, tied to his value as an NFL player, I guess you could do that. I don't think there's any chance in the world Tampa Bay is going to cut him. They're too committed. Yeah. They're pot committed to his success. And I think they're just going to wait for the whole thing to blow over and trot him back out on the field and hope no one remembers. But then again, he had stolen the crab legs and been accused of worse than this before they even drafted him. So this isn't that big a deal in the grand scheme of things. I think it is. I wouldn't want him on my team.
Right.
But that's not the way that they have clearly already crossed that threshold. So
see, he would have fallen in the no-go zone from the get-go.
Yeah, I wouldn't have drafted a guy like that.
So explain the no-go zone on your crazy hot matrix.
Okay, so on the matrix that I made, the no-go zone is the area where a woman that is to you falls. And it may be because you like girls that are at least 6 feet tall, or it may be you're not going to date anyone who's over 5 feet four. So, you know, she may be too skinny, too heavy, your subjective criteria create the no-go zone for you, and every man's is going to be different. Now, I'm not suggesting that there is some universal concept of beauty that every man has subscribed to. So, but whatever, the point is that whatever is not attractive to you for whatever reason, don't waste her time. Don't waste your time. You're not attracted to this person for whatever reason you picked. That's just a total waste of time. Don't waste her time. Be considerate of her time.
No go zone.
Yep, no go zone. That's just rule that out. Don't even just keep moving.
So then there's a dating zone, there's a wife zone, there's a fun zone.
Yeah. So the fun zone is what it sounds like. Girls that are fun to hang around with, but for whatever reason, you're probably not going to you're not going to marry them. They don't meet all of the criteria that you would put in place for a permanent relationship.
So where is that 1 to 10 hot, 1 to 10 crazy?
There's
no 1 to 3 crazy. It starts at 4.
Let's be clear about one thing. Yes, all women are at least a 4 crazy. So,
that's what I was looking for.
Right. So, I mean, look, 300 million people didn't watch this video and conclude that I was wrong. If the vast majority of people saw this video and thought I was wrong, only about 100 people would have seen it. The reason that it went insanely viral is because people saw it and thought, oh my God, he's unlocked the key here. He solved the problem here.
All right. So we were talking about the fun zone. At what point does marriage make its way onto the matrix?
Okay, if you notice, the wife zone is the only, it's the first section that doesn't touch the hot crazy line. So they are, your prospective wife is further removed from the hot crazy line than any of the other zones so far, right? So it's a further slide for her back across the line. To where her level of crazy exceeds her level of hot. So that's step one. You want someone who is reliably not crazy.
Reliably not crazy.
Reliably. And it can change.
Right. Well, at any moment in time, any woman that you have previously located on the matrix can vanish and reappear elsewhere.
Don, you love this.
I do love this.
That's why you have to use the matrix over time. You can't just like go out on one date and think you've got this girl pegged. You have to see this same person over time And then when you get a cluster of data points, that starts to be reliable.
There's also a Kenny Loggins approved danger zone on here as well, right? People just you just abjectly strictly ignore those people.
No. You can definitely spend time in the danger zone. You just have to realize that you're probably going to go to jail and get your car keyed. These are strippers, redheads, hairdressers, and anyone named Tiffany.
I love how matter-of-factly you say
explains this.
So,
well, it's science. I mean, people get mad at it, but here's the thing. It's just like gravity. You don't have to like it. You just have to live with it.
Just like gravity. So as a defense attorney and as a divorce attorney, is this something that like you show your clients in the first meeting when you're...
So it's assuming they haven't seen it already, which is unlikely, but yes. The only thing that people don't realize is that it's me. They've all seen it. If you show this to people, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's old, right? Everyone saw that.
Yeah.
Because it did. It went around Facebook like there's viral and then there's hyper viral. And this was hyper viral, not to pat myself on the back because I certainly didn't mean to do it, but that's what happened.
Yeah, like when you're filming this, you didn't think this is going to go hyper viral?
Oh, good Lord, no. We didn't even, James and I didn't even know we were going to each other that day. I'd never showed him this. I showed him this and he thought it was funny and he said, you should do a video. And I said, let's do it. We cut the camera on and I did it in one take. That's it. And we threw it up on YouTube. And the next thing I know, I'm getting calls from Los Angeles and New York and I'm on national television and you know, a lot of redheads are mad at me. So.
A lot of Tiffany's too. Well, you can hear someone who's off camera and they feel like, you say something, they're like, oh, you know, they feed you a couple of lines. So obviously.
Well, James threw in hairdressers to his credit.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, I mean, that seems fairly obvious, don't you think?
My favorite part, though, is the unicorn part, which obviously is what your wife is. So I'm assuming you have captured her, right?
Right. She's the original unicorn. Yes. The problem with the unicorn zone is that these things don't exist. That's where
I think I hear his wife in the background.
Yeah, she's yelling at me from downstairs. So this may be one of those moments where I mentioned to her that she's slipping out of the unicorn zone.
All right, well, here's the next assignment, Dana, and I'm sure you've thought about this, but we need to do a sports version of this.
Yeah, we do.
Right? Yeah. It lends itself to all kinds of to applications here. So I've thought about doing it. I've done some stand-up with some other pieces of this puzzle, so there's a lot more there.
Okay, well, we vote you do some kind of sports-related one, since clearly that's exactly what I thought about when we were talking about Jameis Winston's off-the-field issues.
Right,
and whether or not it's worth it.
And whether it's worth it, yeah. So let us know whenever you put it all together, and maybe we can have you on to explain the sports matrix.
I'll do it.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Dana.
We can be there with him and help him.
Yes.
That would be good.
Love it.
Add you to the mix. To help him explain the sports hot crazy. That would be great.
There we go.
And you hatched this just right here, you know? Talking about Jameis
12 minutes ago.
Matrix. Yeah. I love that he called in.
Yes. That's awesome.